Would you have a term for the little road that might go from your house out to the main road or something?
Well, driveway, just like you have there now. What we had, for example, if we were going to a neighbor house and we didn't go on the road, it was what we call a footpath between neighbor's house.
After you would plow up the ground, would you go back over it with something else to smooth it out, or?
Well, they had two instruments, one called a cultivator, the other called a harrow. Those would sort of smooth it out and take some of the grass out of it.
Did you have something you could hook up behind the mule or horses to carry plows or tools or anything like that back and forth from the...
You'll put that in your wagon where you're going.
Okay. And what about some kind of a cart that you would just carry things around the garden or something?
We call that a wheelbarrow or something like that. Same thing that modern day wheelbarrow.
Did you make your own?
No.
Always remember buying them?
Yes, my father did. Now, there were people who have or used to make their own, but they, you know, they'll have to buy certain parts of the wheelbarrow. They couldn't make the
wheels and all that, what would you have for sharpening tools and things like that?
Well, you could have a file. You could, one of the things people used to have was what they call a grinding stone.
How about to sharpen a knife? Would you use the same thing?
You could use the same thing, a file or a stone. Be much easier to use a file.
Okay.
You would use a stone more or less for the axe or something like that.
So it was a big,
bigger
thing. Did you ever grow hay around here?
No.
And what about, you know, the horses when they would be eating or something, they make kind of a soft sound. What do you call that sound?
I don't know. I don't recall them making no sound, too much of a sound when they are eating.
Yeah.
They might have, but I, you know, certain thing you didn't pay any attention to.
Yeah. Did you hear it called a whinny or a knicker or something like that that the horses might make? No. Okay. How about a calf? If you took it away from its mother, and it would it cry, or how would they say it would do?
I don't remember the term, but when they're calling for their mother, they be hollering. I'll tell you that.
How about the cows? What would you say the noise is that they make?
People used to say, I think one terminology they used to say, be mooing them or something like that.
Okay.